We've had some instances, Paul, early in the season where the Zizzers have kicked off to start the game, and it has not been an advantage.
No, it has not. We've had one return and two others that have been brought back on our side of the field. But tonight we're going to start with the football in our hands, and hopefully the offense can do what we need to do, and that's take some time off the clock, move the football down the field, and put points on the board.
West Plains will be in the red shirts, red pants, white hats, and the Pirates will be in the white shirts, white pants, red helmets. And we kicked the lights up a notch.
I was going to say, we just turned the lights up a notch there,
wow.
Didn't we? Got really bright all of a sudden.
Our lights are much better than they used to
be. Oh, my, yes. The field looks nice, too, after the flood. We got a new field, and we're ready to play some football, Harlan. Here we go.
The Pirates will kick from north to south, from left to right. Doing the place kicking duties is Boston Melwaumau. And here is the kick. A high kick down inside the five, taken on the fly there. Now circling back left at the 10-yard line. Now shy of the 15, tackle made there at the 14-yard line. That's how the game begins. As the Zizzers take the opening kickoff, Malachi Maupin with the return for West Plains.
Say, Malachi kind of had a long way to run to get to nowhere as he tried to go across the field, and there was way too many white shirts to do that. So it's first and 10 for the West Plains Zizzers at their own 14. And let's see how the offense handles this situation.
Well, let's see if West Plains can hold their own up front. And as it starts, West Plains is deep in their own end. They're at their own 14-yard line. The officials are going to hold things up for a second.
Well, at least we got a play clock that works tonight.
It's
down to 11.
That's
a
big improvement.
The official wants to restart the play clock. He's talking to him now.
So it'll be West Plains first down at their own 14-yard line. If we can ever get... Okay, that's why. 6 seconds ran off the kickoff. We had run off over 30 seconds, so clock never stopped. Here we go, and it's first down for West Plains at their own 14-yard line. Ethan Miller takes it, looks, fumbles the football, picks it up. Eat it, son. You're not going to go anywhere. Down at the 7-yard line.
Oh, my. That's not a good way to start. He was trying to throw it before he had control of the football, and the ball got out of his hand. And now we're looking at a second down and 15 from the 9. Oh, how about second down and 16 from the 8-yard line for the West Plains Zizzers on our first possession of the ball game.
Ethan was going to throw to his right, and when he pulled the ball back, it just squirted out of his hand. So now... second down and a lot. Second down, 16.
Four receivers to the right side.
Motion guy is Taylor, and he takes the toss and is hemmed in and gets nothing, loses the yard back at the 7-yard line. They ran the option to the short side of the field with no support, and that ain't going to work.
No, it didn't work very well that time. They're going to give him a yard. They mark him out to the 9-yard line, so it brings up third down and about 15 for West Plains on their first possession. We've played almost 2 minutes, and we've gone backwards.
So it's third down for West Plains. Ball is marked at the 9-yard line.
Four receivers right again.
Miller will roll out to his right, looks right, sets, throws deep down the side. Got a guy open. It's Hale, and he's got it.
Oh, my, what a play. What a play, Harlan. Dominic Hale just went up and got that one. Defender was there. He went up and got it. And the Zizzers go from their 9-yard line all the way down to the Branson 44 or 46-yard line where it's first and 10, and the officials have got a timeout again here on the field.
A 45-yard pass play. Terrific throw by Miller. And Hale had to slow down a little bit, and he turned to face the ball and came down with it with all kinds of defense in his face.
Miller put a nice one out there for Hale to go get. First and 10.
Jackson Taylor in motion from the left wing to the right side. Snap back. Miller throws underneath. Ball is caught. 40-yard line. 37. Tackle made there on the catch and run by Wyatt Dew. And West Plains will move the will not move the chains, but they'll have close to another first down, by a yard.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you pick up nine on first down, that makes the next play call a lot easier when it's first or second and one, and the Zithers come to the line of scrimmage with that big offensive line up front, and you're probably looking for Taylor to run one up the middle this time.
Ethan Miller has Taylor back there with him to his right, takes the snap, hands it off, and to the 35, and a tackle made.
And he fumbled.
Did he fumble the ball?
Yes, he did.
He fumbled the football, and Branson comes away with it.
Oh, my. He got popped. It popped right up in the air, right into the hands of number three, the defensive back, Sam, Biedersock, and Branson Pirates get the turnover on the loss of the ball by Jackson Taylor. That was an unfortunate play right there because he already had the first down and more and then coughed it up when he got hit.
That's too bad. A drive that started at their own 14-yard line had got down inside the 45, inside the 40-yard line. But Jackson Taylor couldn't hold on to the football as it popped out on that last run. Now Branson on first down. Their quarterback is Vicente Pastrana.
Pastrana threw the ball really well in the pregame. But they're an option team, and let's see what happens here early.
And they are a problem. Eight men up front for West Plains. Toss play. They sweep it to the left, try to get to the side. They get to the corner, and at the 40, and maybe a horse collar tackle on the far sideline. But tackle made shy of the first down at the 41, and now we have whistles all over the place.
There's whistles all over the place, and the referees have marked. Oh, they just stopped the play because they said he went out of bounds. I thought there was a flag on the play for the horse collar as well, Harlan, but no horse collar call, but it does bring up a second down and a long three for the Pirates from their own 41.
Noah McCrite is the single running back, and all kinds of movement prior to the snap.
It looked to me like the tight end moved on the far side, but they're going to say it was offside against West Plains as the defensive GN jumped into the neutral zone. So the five-yard penalty takes it out to the 46, and it's going to be a first down for the Pirates on the penalty against the West Plains Zizzers for being in the neutral zone.
So that'll move the chains, and it'll be first down from their own 46-yard line. The Branson Pirates kind of run that old, well, looks like an old double wing look.
It is. It's a double wing is what it is, and they use motion out of it as well.
Here's a handoff left side, and McKite with the run, and he's going to be close to another first down. That's just shy of the 44, and a nice run on that play by 28, Noah McKite. He is a 5'9", 170-pound sophomore fullback.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where they don't block the defensive tackle, and that time Hunter made the wrong choice. He took the quarterback, and the fullback had the football and went right up the middle for a gain of nine on, or a gain of 10 and a first down.
And now another encroachment penalty on West Plains as Branson was setting. All kinds of people jumping on the red side of the football. Another five-yard penalty against West Plains, so first down and five for the Branson Pirates, 8:57 to go here in the first quarter.
Hard count, and the man goes in motion at the same time, and it's drawn the Zithers offside twice here early in the first quarter.
Big, big homecoming crowd here tonight.
Oh, my. There's people all over the place here, and a lot of them in red.
Pastrana, the quarterback for Branson, comes up. Motion man, fumble snap. Pastrana is hit. He's going to be shy of the first down by plenty. He only picked up maybe two. He was able to pick up plus yardage, gain of 2 yards. And that'll bring up third down, or second down. That was first down. Second down
Pastrana put the ball on the ground on the exchange, and he was, just picked it up and went forward. They were running the option to or the wide side of the field that time here in the Zizzer sideline. Got a big tight end, number 93, on the far side of the field in a stand-up position.
Motion man from the right side. Trying to draw West Plains off again. This time they don't. And they'll wait and take their time and get the play from the sideline. Probably a running play. What percentage of their plays or runs, you think?
About 90.
Quarterback keeps. Pastrana turns it up inside. Gets a first down as he gets to the 32-yard line of West Plains. And the official signals move the chains. First down for the Branson Pirates.
And Harlan, the thing about the option, you don't see it that much anymore. Not very many teams still run the true triple option, which Branson does out of the wing T formation, with the man in motion being the pitch back, the fullback, of course, the first option, quarterback option number two.
Hand off right, nothing there. Really good defensive play. A few people there to make the play on that one. Aiden Judd was one of the first, and then Luke Cropper mm-hmm. also came in on the stop. Lost on the play a little bit, or maybe a short gain.
Now they're going to mark him for a gain of one, but second down and nine now from the Zizzer 31-yard line. For the Branson Pirates, who've got the ball on the turnover and have marched down the field, consistently picking up 4 or 5 yards per play, except for the last one.
West Plains bunches on the line, second down and long from the 32. Quarterback Pastrana will hand it off late, and the running back will get across the 25, finally tackled just short of the first down at the 20, about 23-yard line.
That time the fullback had the ball and Pastrana got hit by the defensive tackle. So once again, he read the defensive tackle. Tackle steps forward, steps across the line of scrimmage. He gives it to the fullback. Tackle steps down. He keeps and cuts off his run.
Third down and about a yard from the 23-yard line of West Plains for the Branson Pirates. Pastrana, the quarterback, keeps, arcs up inside, gets a first down to the 20-yard line. And that'll be easily enough for the first down. Gain on the play of almost four.
Well, the Pirates, Harlan, we knew what they were going to do. They're going to come in here and run the football, and that's exactly what they've done. And the Zizzers defensively not done a bad job. They've just got to keep them, you know, the old 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It applies to the Branson Pirates, except it's turf, not dust.
Well, the problem and with this offense they're playing against tonight, I mean, every play is potential big play out of the
triple
option. You've got to be ready every single play.
Take care of your assignment.
On first down, the handoff, first man, right side, short gain up near the 16-yard line. West Plains reacted very well on that straight dive play over the right side. The tackle by Rucker Freeman, 6'3", 309, junior, up front on the stop. Gain of four, second and six.
Second down and six for the Pirates from the Zizzer 19, 18. Where are they going to? Oh, they got it marked all the way down to the 16-yard line.
We could use a fumble right here. That'd be a good. There'd be a good place for it down here inside the 20 in the red zone. Pastrana takes hands to the fullback. He gets nothing. He got a yard. Maybe that's it.
And got bent over backwards as the Zizzers in red had him wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, turned him overside, and there's a gain of maybe. They're going to mark him for a gain of one, so it's going to bring up a third down and five, Harlan, from the 15-yard line. We're inside 5 minutes to go here in the quarter number one.
The running back that time, Noah McCright, went backward because Jackson Hunter had him in a bear hug. And now it's third down and five from the 15-yard line. Branson's first play, it seems, is going to try and draw you offside.
That's their best play.
and that, if that doesn't work, then we'll do something else.
Yeah.
Quarterback Pastrana keeps, turns up inside, gets a good gain, and he's going to have a first down, it would appear, from here.
Well, they've got it marked at the 10, so let's see. The official on the sideline is waving the crew to go ahead, so it's going to be first and goal from just inside the 10, and the clock runs with 4:08 to go in the quarter. The Pirates have it at the West Plains 9-yard line with an attempt to take the early lead.
So West Plains has their back up against it here in the opening quarter. No score with 3:50 and counting in the first quarter. Pastrana, the Branson quarterback, will keep it himself over the right side, lunges forward, and he'll get inside the 5 to the 3-yard line and bring up a second down and goal.
That time he just followed the fullback. He didn't even fake a handoff. He just got right behind him, followed the fullback up the middle, takes it all the way down to the 3-yard line where it's second and goal from there for the Pirates.
So the Pirates will get the play from the sideline. And come up with, again, that single running back set with a fullback behind the quarterback. Motion man from the wing. Toss play to him running to the left, and he'll walk in the end zone for a touchdown for the Branson Pirates. Blake Weber, a junior running back, gets the touchdown run, covering 3 yards, and Branson's on top, 6-0.
Well, the turnover on our part led to the score for the Branson Pirates, so West Plains had opportunity to put points on the board early. Unfortunately, the ball got on the ground, and the Pirates took advantage. Go down the field and score with 3:04 to go here in quarter number one.
And now the extra point try.
That's a different kicker.
Sestrana is the holder, but Paul's right. I'm not sure who is kicking this time. Here is the kick, and it's up, and it's good. The kicker is Rory Weber, and the kick is good. Or is it? No.
No, it's wide left.
Just wide left.
No, they said good. So it is good.
It is good. 7-0 is the score. Branson with the lead, and we're back in a minute on KDY. We come back on the ensuing kickoff, the return by Malachi Maupin, and he'll be tackled inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for West Plains right there. And after a shaky start, Paul, West Plains moved the ball right on down the field, connected on a long pass, had a good run by Jackson Taylor that resulted in the fumble, but moved the football on their defense.
Well, I was going to say the big play, of course, was that long pass from Miller to Hale to get into Branson territory. Now the Zizzers have it again inside their 20-yard line as the kickoff coverage of Branson got down the field in a hurry. These officials like to stop the clock.
Good grief.
They must be from Springfield. Nope, we're in the, aren't we, don't we use the Rollo Association?
It's the slowest one, whichever it is. On first down from the 18-yard line. Motion man is Jackson Taylor. Now it goes back the other way, and he'll take a handoff running right, tries to find a block, gets to the 20, and that's it. Gain of 2, second down and 8.
First down play there, we pick up 2, but more importantly, Harlan, there wasn't any white shirts in the backfield, which there was the first time we had the football.
We want to be able to hold on to the football and eat a little bit of time tonight, but the other part of that is you got to hold on to the football.
Yeah. I mean, we're down 7, need to drive down the field, put points on the board right here.
Second down, 7 to go, and there's a snap, rolling out, rolling, looking, out in the high flat area, ball is bobbled and caught and out of bounds by Jackson Taylor. Really good hand-eye coordination as he's trying to stay inbounds, make the catch. He did both. First down, West Plains, 31-yard line.
First down for the West Plains Zizzers on a nice throw and catch as Jackson Taylor was out there in the flat. Run a short out pattern, picked up about 11 and out to the 31-yard line where it's first and 10 for the West Plains Zizzers with 2:20 to go here in quarter number one.
Spread set. No tight end on the left end. Now the motion man is Taylor again on first down for West Plains. Throw underneath, caught. And a gain of about 3 yards, maybe up to the 35-yard line on the catch by Wyatt Dew. And that'll be a gain of almost 4.
Wyatt just went down 5 yards, turned around, stopped, caught the ball, and was hit immediately. But it is a pickup of about 4.5 or 4 yards. And brings up second down and 6 for the West Plains Zizzers from their own 35. We're inside of 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, Harlan, and throwing the ball around pretty well.
Larry Sylvie is 83 today.
Larry's 83 today. Golly. I'll tell you the story in a minute.
Hall of Fame Missouri football coach down at Ava. Here's a snap back. Throw to the right. Underneath, ball caught by Jackson Taylor. Boy, he took a pop.
Oh, he did. That outside linebacker came up from caught Taylor just as he caught the football. Taylor hangs on to it, picks up two, brings up a third down and a very manageable 4 yards for the West Plains Zizzards.
Sam Vraska on the tackle for the Branson Pirates there in the white. Now it's third down and about 3.5 yards.
I'm glad you've got those names down. I looked at that roster and I went, oh, my gosh.
A guy told me a long time ago, just say it like you know.
Yeah, like you know who they are.
Yeah. We'll put a motion man, Dominic Hale, over on the left. And he's one to watch here.
Now we got a timeout, West Plains. They didn't like what was set up. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio. KKDY 102.5.
To play on third and short, pass out left flat, caught, and that'll be a first down for West Plains. On the reception was Jacob Moore, and West Plains will pick up the first down on that pass and catch play across the 50 to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, about a 15-yard play, and Miller's having a lot of success going to his left side. There's been some people open over here on the left side of the defense, or left side of the offense, right side of the defense, and we got a first and 10 in Branson territory.
The Pirates will, it looks like, rush three. Roll out Pat. Nope. Miller cuts back. And now to 50. Jab step. 45. Dives forward. 44-yard line. So he took apples and made applesauce there.
Yes, he did. He was wanting to throw the ball, and then all of a sudden there was nowhere to throw it, and he just put it under his arm. And I think, Harlan, they're going to let the clock run out because we're inside 10 seconds. Unless they hurry, that was the last play of the quarter, and they're not in any hurry.
A rapid first quarter for the most part here at homecoming with the score after one, Branson 7, West Plains nothing. Back in a minute on KDY. It is second down and 5 for the West Plains offense, starting the second quarter here at Zizzer Stadium in front of a humongous
lot of full
crowd, man. It's packed.
It is full. It's full.
Come out here and try to find a place to park. Here's a pass out to the flat, hitch and ladder. They give it back, and now Taylor spins forward to the 40. That's going to be short of the first down. He'll pick up about 3 on the play.
That was a nice little hook and ladder pass, and Taylor, if he kept his feet, had a little more room to go down the sideline, but he got tripped up, fell down at the 40-yard line. Brings up third down and two for the West Plains Hithers, who've moved the ball tonight, Harlan, against this Branson defense. That turnover cost them in the first quarter.
And now we're looking at third down. And about 2 yards to go from the 40 of Branson, running left. Jackson Taylor turns it up. First down, 35-yard line, hitting down at the 34. They're going to mark him at the 35, though. First down for West Plains.
Got to stop of the clock because of the first down, and we got a Branson Pirates going to have to leave the game because his helmet came off. So a first down for the West Plains Hithers at the Branson 35. Moving the football here to start quarter number two.
Branson Pirates offense is basically the old double wing offense.
Isn't yes,
that?
It is.
Now,
yeah.
I may be wrong about this, and you please tell me if I am. When Marv Levy coached in Kansas City, was he not running that or a variation of it?
A variance of it, yes.
Yeah.
A variance of it. Now, they didn't run the triple option,
right,
but they ran the double wing.
Figure maybe that's why they drafted Todd Blackledge. It's first down and 10 from the – that's got to be the only reason – running play to the right, spinning off. Taylor, look at that kid. Making
nice
tacklers
move.
Miss, gets inside the 35 to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, he made people. He got hit in the backfield, spun off that first tackle, did manage to pick up two, and it was all on him that time as the Zithers pick up two, and it's second down at about eight from the Branson 33-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field, so you got either side to go to, and Miller seems to like rolling to his left when he throws. And guess who goes out to the left?
Well, yeah, and most teams are right-handed. When they roll out,
especially when your quarterback is right-handed.
Yes. Second down, eight. Back to throw it. Miller rolls right, gets a block, throws it deep to the corner of the end zone. He's got somebody there. Ball is tipped away.
Oh.
Complete. And a great defensive play that time by Branson's Jace Fuller, the defensive back, 6'2" defensive back. Went up and slapped that away, or that could have been a touchdown for Jacob Moore in the Zizzards.
Jacob ran all the way across the field because he was a wide receiver on the left side of the formation, and they threw the ball into the right corner of the end zone. Moore was there, but the ball was knocked away at the very last moment to keep the Zizzards out of the scoring possibility.
I've got the live stream up, so I'm watching the replay of that last play. That was a really good defensive play. Now, third down and eight, roll out to the left. Miller pulls it down, looks, pressure, throws it, and just throws it away to the near sideline, which was a very smart thing to do.
Now, it was either take a 15-yard loss or throw it away, and he threw it away. So now it's fourth and eight, and the Zithers are going to go for it. They don't have much option here. They're going to go with four wide receivers as Judd goes out, and Maupin comes back in. Judd plays that tight end a lot of the time. Fourth and eight, Harlan. A big play right here for West Plains offense.
Single running back with Ethan Miller from the 33. We need eight. Back to throw it. Miller, time, throw, high, ball tip.
Uh-oh.
Intercepted down the left sideline. This may be a pick six at the 50, 45, 40. Cutback play still going. And the tackle made at the 35-yard line. So the turnover gives Branson the ball back in West Plains territory at the 35-yard line.
I was going to say the ball went right through the hands of the intended receiver. It was a little high, but
it was
catchable. Anyway, goes right into the hands of the Branson defensive back, and he takes it all the way down to the West Plains 35-yard line where the Branson Pirates have it. First and 10 at the West Plains 35-yard line with 9:36 to go here in quarter number two. And the Zither offense has turned it over twice this evening, once on a fumble, once on an INT. That's not a good sign.
No, it's not, because here come Branson, lined up, beef shoulder to shoulder up front. Defense going to have to dig in. The quarterback will hand it to the fullback, and he'll get about 3 yards up near the 32. It'll be second down and about six.
McCright's going to probably end up with about 25 carries for about 85 yards, but you've got to attend to him every play, because if you don't, that's when he picks up the 12- and 15-yard gain instead of the 3- and 4-yard gain as he did on the previous play.
Second down and seven from the 33-yard line of West Plains. Clock at 9:03 and counting. Branson ahead by 7-0. They put it on us last year. 46-21 is what James was telling me. Down there at Branson. Here's the fullback again, and he'll get across the 30 to the 32-yard line. It'll be short of the first down by 2 yards.
And a lot of those guys that are on the field from the white jerseys this year, they were on the field last year.
15 returning starters, I believe, is what Branson had. They only lost 3 kids, basically, that played much last year. And they were pretty good last year. But last year, they were primarily a run team, of course, but they showed a preference to throw the ball a little bit. They haven't showed that at all here.
They haven't thrown one yet.
Here's quarterback option to the right side. Tries to get to the corner, and they do. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Pirates.
27-yard run by the guy who scored the first touchdown, number 13. That is Blake Weber. Weber was the pitch man. Pitch man was wide open. He goes down the sideline for the second touchdown for the Pirates, and it's a 13-0 game here early in quarter number 2.
If you're watching the game, that you saw all the motion, all the misdirection in the backfield that Branson was doing, trying to freeze West Plains defensively, and I think they were able to do that and able to get to the corner that time. Here's the extra point try, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. We have 8:03 to go in the first half. Branson 14, West Plains nothing. Back in a minute on KDY. We need something good to happen for West Plains. They're down 14-0 with 8:03 to go in the first half. And here comes the ensuing kick by the Pirates. That's going to be very short and come down at the 15-yard line. Maupin runs that way. Now goes back the other direction, across 25. And he'll be stacked up at the 28-yard line. And that's where West Plains will have it, first down and 10. Turnovers have not been a problem so far this year. but they have been tonight.
Yeah, and that's the best field position we've started with, Harlan. We're out to the 28-yard line where it's first and 10. Wood Mechanical Heating and Air Contractors, one of the fine Zither Boosters, bringing you the ball game on the radio, KWPM, or excuse me.
Well, that's part of it.
Well, we're not on KWPM, are we?
Well, not tonight.
Not tonight, okay. We're on KKDY, aren't
that's
we?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, my. One of the 6 radio stations.
First down, Ethan Miller will call the signals from the 28-yard line for West Plains. Going left to right. Ethan, quarterback draw, takes it up to the 30, 35-yard line. Tackle made at the 37-yard line as his helmet comes off on the tackle.
And that means he's going to have to come out of play. So the backup quarterback's going to be in on second down, because when you lose your helmet, you got to take one play off, and they don't have a quarterback in there right now.
Well, someone.
Oh, Judd. Judd stepped in there. He called the play, at least. Let's put it that way. He was a B-team quarterback last year, wasn't it? JV quarterback last year, I think.
Up. And got to play a little varsity.
Yeah.
Here we go on second down.
I bet he runs it.
He is. Yeah. There he goes, right up the middle. Puts the pads down and just trucks a linebacker and gets a first down for West Plains.
Yeah, that was a good call, Paul. Judd's at quarterback. He's going to run it.
J.Z. Brown thought he was going to put the pads to the quarterback coming up the middle.
Yeah. He got padded.
He doesn't understand that's not really a quarterback that he's trying to tackle there.
That's a tight end that's catching the ball in the backfield.
That was good. First down from the 42-yard line. Three receivers right, looking right, throwing right. Ball caught by Hale, and he'll squeeze another yard out of it, pick up four to the 46-yard line with 6:53 to go in the first half.
I was going
to
say that time the Branson Pirates were up in everybody's face, had one free safety back there about 15 or 20 yards, but the corners and the strong safeties were all up in the face of the wide receivers. But it picked up four, second down and six. Inside 6:30 to go here in quarter number two.
You've got plenty of time to get a score on the board before halftime, and that would put you in a pretty good spot if you're West Plains. Running play up the middle. Jackson Taylor breaks one tackle, two tackles, spins off another one, and gets to the 45-yard line, and that'll be a good gain on that play and enough for a first down close to 10 yards.
I was going to say, Harlan, we don't want to beat a dead horse to death, but we've moved the football against this Branson football team. Unfortunately, we've put it in the air, gave it to them two times to stop our two drives that we've had. Keep the ball in the hands of the team in red.
Play clock still has 25 seconds, and so the scissors are not pressed for time. On first down, running play up the middle. Taylor gets hit at the line, fumbled as he went to the turf, but he's going to be down on the play.
Taylor needs to hang on that thing. They're going to say he was down. That was
close.
That was close because that ball was out when he hit the ground, and they called him down on contact, so he picks up two and a half, and it's going to bring up a second down and about seven and a half to go.
Now, here's the thing. One of those coaches over there is going to tell their defensive kids, hey, that's second time he's put the ball on the ground. Get your hand in there.
Yeah.
Go to tearing. Go to punching. Second down and eight. Receivers two aside. Now Jackson Taylor in the slot left. Branson is not blitzing at all, and they're not putting any pressure on. Here's the quarterback back, steps up. Here he goes, Ethan Miller at the 40-yard line. Gets to the side, 35, and out of bounds, 34-yard line. That's a first down for the West Plains Scissors.
I was going to say, Harlan, you said it right on the top there. The Branson Pirates are rushing three, dropping eight. They're trying to cover those outside receivers on their favorite little pattern, the little out pattern, and so on and so forth. And that's given Miller an opportunity to run with the football. I know he doesn't want to, he'd rather throw it than run it, but he's been picking up some good yards, finding a hole, taking up the field, picked up the first down all the way down to the 35, first and 10, West Plains.
On first down for the Zizzers, they have it right on the 35-yard line. Other Branson Pirates. Quarterback back. Looks right. Throws to the sideline. High pass.
Oh, nice catch.
Moore, and that'll be another first down for West Plains. They're very, very close to it.
That's an excellent catch there by number 13, Moore, as he went, got it, made sure he had both feet down, not just one, and goes out of bounds at the 25, where it's another first down for the West Plains Zizzers. 5:19 to go in the first half. West Plains trails 14-0.
Jackson Taylor comes out of the lineup for West Plains on this play. So back there will be Wyatt Dew in the backfield.
And Lawson.
And Warren Lawson, who will split out along with Dew. Single, no running back. Back to throw it. Pressure from the outside. Stepping up. There's Miller at the 20-yard line, and he'll be tackled inside the 20, near the 18. And again, the quarterback uses the wheels to pick up a good gain of seven.
A nice play there by Miller again as he just tucked it away. Pressure came from the outside. They did send four people that time, and the far side defensive end got away and put some pressure on Miller, but he just tucked it away, cut up the field, picks up about 6 yards, brings up second down and four from the 19-yard line.
4:45 and counting. West Plains trying to get on the board here. Back to throw, looking left, pressure from the backside. Miller throws, got a guy open, ball is caught. That's a first down. Flag is down, though, behind the play, and that's going to be in the holding territory.
They're pointing the other way, though, Harlan.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's because we were downfield. That's what he was pointing at. Legal receiver or ineligible man downfield means one of the linemen went past the 1 yard that you get, and that's going to be a markup of 5 yards, and more importantly, it's a loss of down. So the play basically counts But it's now, well, they've still got second down up there. That's a plus.
If that's correct.
I
thought what? No, intentional grounding is lost a down. I don't know about, I don't think that is. Second down and nine. They move the ball back to the 24-yard line.
Zizzers had to get somebody on the field, and the play clock and the Zizzers will take time because they were not prepared to run a play, and the play clock went to zero.
So we'll get timeout. We'll take timeout with 4:13 to go in the first half. West Plains trailing Branson 14-0. Back in a minute on KDY. We come back for the next play from scrimmage on second down. Diving catch on the far side of the field. Jacob Moore with the reception, and that's going to be very close to a first down, just a little bit short probably.
They're going to mark him 1 yard short, Harlan, so it's third and one for the West Plains Zizzers. They're at the Branson 16-yard line. We're inside 4 minutes to go in the half, and the Zizzers have an opportunity to put some points on the board here before the first half comes to a conclusion.
Big play on third down. Will we run it to get the first? Well, there's no running backs. That would tend
quarterback
to
make, keeper?
Quarterback draw. There it is right there. And Miller gets the first down easy. And he'll get inside the 15 down near the 11-yard line.
Picks up six or picks up five and gets all the way down to the 6-yard line where it's going to be first and goal for the West Plains Zizzers now. And clock continues to run.
At halftime, we'll have the homecoming festivities. We'll have the announcement of the homecoming queen for this year. All those things.
Homecoming. There's a good crowd here for homecoming, isn't there, Harlan?
Really is. Outstanding. Here we go on the play from the 11-yard line for West Plains, trying to cut into this 14-0 Branson lead. Quarterback handoff to Taylor. Goes to the right, or Lawson. Lawson, instead of 24, we get 4, and it's going to be a short gain, maybe a yard to the 10.
Mark him down at the 10-yard line, so it's going to be 2nd and 9 for the West Plains Zizzers, excuse me, from the 10-yard line. They can get a first down, don't have a lot of room, but they can get a first down all if they get down to the 1.
Well, let's see what the Zizzers choose to do here. We don't line up under center. I would call the quarterback bootleg here. Here's the quarterback. Takes it. Stands up. Passes right. Got a guy wide open. Hail. Touchdown, West Plains.
Zizzers score on the 9-yard, 10-yard pass from Miller to Hale, and the Zizzers are on the board. And the light. They're playing with the lights. Okay. Woo! I thought the lights were going out.
14-6 on the touchdown play to Dominic Hale. And West Plains now can make this a one-score game. Well, it already is a one-score game, but they can make it a 7-point game with the extra point. Cobb to kick it. He kicks it. It's up. It's good. 2:14 to go in the first half. West Plains down by 7 to the Branson Pirates, 14-7. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Boo.
Nix is pretty good, though.
Has that big kid, has that big lineman from Nixa decided where he's going to go?
University of Miami. He's already signed.
Okay.
He got a big check.
Well, I bet.
Well, he can't get it till he gets there, but.
That's Mark McKay. Here we go, and it'll be West Plains with Cobb on the ensuing kick. Takes a three-step approach. High hanger, very short. Takes a bounce. And
oh!
And the Pirates recover it at the 25-yard line. And that was very touch and go for Branson. West Plains nearly had a big play.
Dominic
there.
Hale was right there. If that ball was on the ground for another half second, Hale's on top of it. But unfortunately, Branson fell on it at the 26-yard line. 2:11 to go in the half. Branson has the ball at their own 26, ahead 14-7.
The Branson Pirates took a 14-0 lead. West Plains responded by scoring on a touchdown pass play. It's just inside of 10 yards from Ethan Miller to Dominic Hale. And now it's 14-7. The Pirates with the ball with 2:11 to go in the half. A team that doesn't throw the ball. They just do what they do and hope they break something big.
And they get the ball to start the second half, too. So they're going to have two possessions in a row.
Pirates have it. They run it to the right. Fullback gets through the line, gets across the 30, near the 34-yard line. And that'll be a gain of about 8 yards and bring up second down and two. If they want to do that, West Plains probably.
Well, they've got all three of their timeouts left. We're at a minute 52 to go. They don't look to be in any big hurry, though, Harlan. But
like you said, they're looking at finishing the half off with the ball and then getting the ball back when we start the second half.
So yeah. That
could be a part of it. Pastrana, the quarterback, will take the snap for Branson. Hands off over the right side. He'll get up near the 40-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down, gain on the play of about six. And the clock at 1:29. I'm not seeing anyone call timeout.
I want to make a comment here really quickly. Joshua Long, number 11, is playing the corner on the right side with a cast. He has no fingers.
Josiah looks like he's got a club on the end of his arm.
He is. Josiah is out there playing the cornerback position with a cast on his right arm, right hand. That's actually his wrist and wrist. I think is what's damaged. France is going to take time, Harlan. They're going to take time with 1:05 to go in the quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute here on the radio, KKDY 102.5.
West Plains trailing the defending Ozark Mountain Conference champions, the Branson Pirates by 7. Back to throw it. Pastrana deep down the right side. Got a guy wide open. It's caught, and he's down at the 15-yard line.
He was wide open. That first throw they've had this evening, and he goes all the way down to the 14 with 59 seconds to go in the half and two timeouts in their back pocket. Big play there by the Branson Pirates with their air game.
Under a minute to go in the half. Branson still has two timeouts. Pirates come up.
Ball's on the ground.
Ball loose on the ball.
We got it.
On the ground. The Scissors have it. A fumble on the play. And West Plains has covered the football on the far side of the field.
Big play right there, Harlan. They keep the Branson Pirates out of the end zone after that big pass play. Ball gets on the ground. The Zithers recover it with 44 seconds to go in a half. And I believe you maybe just kind of run this quarter out and go to the half down seven, even though the Pirates get the ball to start quarter number three.
Boy, what a break that is.
Oh, big break there by the West Plains Zither defense to come up with that football.
We're going to run one play, then go to the house for a little while, I would imagine.
Well, we've been wrong before because we're coming out with five wide receivers.
Miller at quarterback. He is going to keep it and run it and be hit.
Several times,
but still going up to the 24-yard line. He probably should have lost three, and he ended up picking up about five.
Got a lot of contact on that play, but he still picked up, like you said, Harlan, about 5 yards. Zizzers hurried to the football. They're going to get another playoff here before the half.
Well, if you're going to do it, you better throw it a long way. 22 seconds left in the half.
Going to roll right.
Lots of blocking. Time throws underneath. Ball is caught. Out of bounds. Hit made on that play out of bounds. And West Plains will get out of bounds to stop the clock. Was that Dominic Hale?
That was Dominic Hale, and the coaching staff on the sideline was looking for a late hit because Hale was out of bounds whenever contact was made and no flag thrown. We've not had many flags yet tonight. Knock on wood.
Well, let them play.
Let them play. 14 seconds to go in the half. Zizzers have the football at their own 36-yard line. Judd comes in as one of the wide receivers. And they send Maupin wide left. The big man, tall man, out there left.
Here's the snap. Back to throw it. Miller, lots of blocking. Pass underneath is caught. Jacob Moore. Yep,
Jacob Moore again. Picked up eight.
44-yard line. That's a gain of about eight.
Friendly scorekeeper because it only took 3 seconds to pick up 8 yards.
How about that? That's 11 seconds to go.
11 seconds to go.
If you could get this ball legitimately down inside the 30-yard line, you could have Cobb try to kick the ball. There's no doubt about it.
He can kick them from 45.
But he would be kicking into the wind, it would appear, somewhat. Here we go, 11 seconds from the 44-yard line. Miller to throw. Miller rolls away. Miller throws it out of bounds.
That's on a grounding. Yeah, that was a grounding.
So an intentional grounding will be called. As Miller was going down, he heaved the ball to the far sideline, threw it out of bounds.
He threw that behind the stakes.
What are the parameters for that? If you watch Sunday football, it's outside the pocket.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
He was outside the pocket, but there was nobody in the area that he was throwing to.
Ah.
And there was the ball did not cross the line of scrimmage. And it's a spot foul, so it's a 5-yarder from the spot where he threw it. So it's actually about a loss of 15.
Loss of down. We'll have time for one more play.
With 3 seconds. Zizzers spread it wide, two left, two right. Got single backfield is Taylor.
And now, final play of the first half. West Plains down by 7. Running play right up the middle to Jackson Taylor. And he'll jitterbug to the 30, and that'll be the end of the first half. So, halftime is here. Homecoming halftime at Zizzer Stadium, and the score at the break. A good game, 14-7, the Branson Pirates with the touchdown lead. And we'll come back in about 4 minutes, and we'll have halftime festivities and all that for Homecoming 2025 here at West Plains. 14-7.